Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Danny.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Lisa, totally defeats the purpose.
It. So?
The point is to imitate the lady.
Cimarelli Podcast.
The Cimarelli Podcast. I just want to say I burped like 70% of our intro. Like I was just slowly burping with my mouth.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Here we are at the Cimarelli Podcast, where we focus on being entertaining, uplifting, and sharing the advice that has changed our lives. You're going to get juicy stories. We discuss personal topics, and we get vulnerable and real with all of you guys. And number one, we always keep it entertaining. All right, let's jump in, guys. This is YouTube we're talking to, probably. Every episode is on Patreon. But on YouTube, you only get 2 episodes a month. But we really have 4. So you gotta support us on Patreon if you want those other 2. Patreon doesn't just have the podcast. It has tons of other content. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible platform. So thank you so much to everyone who has been supporting us. Mm-hmm. And if you want those other 2 episodes, go to Patreon. Check it out.
Yep.
And once you see all the stuff there, you're going to want to stay because it's really good. I mean, I watch our Patreon videos to get myself uplifted. Okay? Okay. So, we start with spicy advice Q&A.
It's not question. A Q&A.
All right.
It's just one question.
This question comes from one of our patrons, Ellie. Shout out to you,
Ellie.
Hey. Ellie Claiborne, to be exact. How do you open up to people without feeling like a burden?
Ooh.
Really
well, I feel we might want to translate a little bit. I feel like by open up, since she said feeling like a burden, I would think it means like sharing your feelings or sharing your problems or mm-hmm. like asking for advice kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like open up as in like be vulnerable and be like, hey, this thing is going on. So who's felt like a burden before?
I feel like that's a little difficult for me because I opened up so not that often that I never feel like a burden. I'm like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's talking about her feelings. Better listen.
Yeah, same.
Who had the word burden on their face in the You're Worth It video?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yes. All right, I'll say, here's something you might maybe not have thought of. So, why are you laughing?
Your face. You did that.
You're like,
you're a really weird face.
Okay, so first of all, not everyone is a safe place for you to open up. Remember that.
True.
So you gotta learn how to read people. Like, I had a horrifying experience one time where I opened up and shared some of my feelings with one of my friend's moms that I thought was, like, a safe place.
I remember this.
And then she was like, oh, okay, it's not that dramatic. And she completely dismissed. And I was like, I froze. I literally felt like I had been stabbed in the heart. I was like,
what did you say?
I couldn't talk. I was like, and then what? And then she just, like, they kind of talking about other things. It was just, like, the most traumatic thing. And I was like, I remember thinking, oh, never trust her again. But then I realized later, you know, it's not that traumatic. Like, she's not this mean person. She's really nice. She just can be a little blunt sometimes. So I had to realize, and I think it also kind of struck a nerve in her because maybe she'd gone through something similar and she didn't feel like she was allowed to feel like that. So anyway, you need to realize who is a safe place because you might feel like a burden if you open up to someone that doesn't know how to hold your emotions. Like I've definitely opened up to people who have been like, okay, and your point is, like, they don't necessarily say that, but they'll be, like, they literally try to speed up my story and be, like, oh, you were saying, like, blah, 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 and I'm, like, oh, my gosh, you don't even want to be here. Like, you have to go somewhere? Like, I'm trying to tell you a story about my life. So you just need to find those people that are empathetic and gentle, and you will find those people. And you also might have some, you have to have your own hurtful, being stabbed in the heart experience to know the difference. And I'm sorry, it's sad, but it is a valuable lesson. And you'll learn how to read people. So, yeah, you got to know. Kind of know what to look for.
What else? This is a tough topic.
This is a tough question. I feel like a part of it comes from, I mean, I don't really feel like it that much, but I'm just assuming, you know, if you would feel like a burden, it would probably be because you feel like your feelings or your emotions, that's the same thing, if you in general are not, like, important, if you feel like you're not worthy, if you feel like it's not valuable, because if you felt valuable, if you felt like your feelings were important, you wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, this is such a burden for them. You'd be like, no, this is important. I know I need to talk
about it. Or you feel like they can't handle it. I think I have this problem with, like, big problems. I'm like, I don't want to tell people my big problem because then it's going to burden them. So I think maybe it would be helpful if you feel like they won't be able to handle it if I tell them. Yeah. If you're like, hey, listen, I'm telling you this, and I don't want you to take it on as if it's your own problem.
Yeah.
even though they still might. And I'm not expecting you to solve it. I'm working on it already. Mm-hmm. I just want some support. So maybe you could just pray for me. Or you just ask them what
or
you need
just
to
listen.
Say. All I need is you to listen or pray for me. Or maybe help me with this thing. That's all I need. I don't need you to take it on as your own. I don't want you to feel burdened by me. So
I'm
just letting you know that I'm not trying to put it on your back. Mm-hmm. I'm just sharing it with you. And I don't want you to claim it as your own.
Also,
so maybe that would help.
Something that might help with understanding is it might be helpful for you to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Because I know that I have taken on other people's feelings. And I have been on the other side of that where it might feel like someone's feelings are a, quote, burden to me. I don't think that directly. I'm not like, oh, my gosh. But it happens where it's like someone tells me something and then suddenly I'm really sad. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And I've had to kind of work through being able to, I don't know if you made this up, but like Christina brought up one day where she's like, oh, when people tell you things, you need to be like a bucket or something.
Oh, I heard
a container.
This from someone. I don't know.
You need to be like a container that holds the emotion instead of like absorbing it and becoming it. You just hold on to it. So if you...
And then when they leave, they can take it back.
Yes, they can take it out. So if you put yourself in their shoes, you're like, okay, maybe they don't take, like, maybe you shared already and you're, like, freaking out about it because they got really sad or something. Like, if you put yourself in their shoes and, like, okay, maybe they feel this because it triggered them to something in their past or because they can't handle that kind of thing because they're not comfortable with their own emotions. If you, like, put yourself in someone else's shoes and maybe try to understand how they're feeling, then it might be less painful for you to share things to someone who, like, you need to share with but doesn't take it as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I try and understand other people.
Anyone else?
Also, you have to realize that people like to help other people. And people like to be, like, there for you. Like, it's actually not a burden for someone to just listen. Mm-hmm. It, like, and if somebody does take it on, like, I take on people's feelings a lot, but it's kind of, honestly, my own fault.
Yeah.
Like, I can choose to take it on or choose not to. Well, actually, sometimes it feels like I can't because I'm a very empathetic person. But still my fault.
Yeah.
But I think you don't give people enough credit that they do want to help you. They're your friend. You were there for them. They want to be able to return the favor. Mm-hmm. And if you don't allow that to them, you're kind of taking away a privilege of being your friend that they probably, I would guarantee, want to have. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's good. And people can let things that you are going to burden them, but that doesn't mean that you're a burden.
Yeah.
It means that they're letting a situation you're telling them about burden them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make you a burden. You're just human.
So there we go. Reader.
Sorry, that was kind of a hard answer.
Ear reading.
Whichever reader sent that.
Reader.
Okay, guys, on to the top of conversation for today.
Ooh.
We are reading your assumptions about us.
Oh, yeet.
Let me just say something. We filmed this in a video.
We already filmed this video.
Our cameramen know this. We filmed this in a video. And
months ago.
Little old me decided to lose the memory card that it was on, and I still have not found it. I don't know where it is.
So
I have no
gone.
Clue.
So we put in a podcast.
So we're doing a podcast instead because we still have the assumptions that you guys said on our Instagram. We all posted, hey, what are some assumptions you have about us? And you all sent them in, and we have them. All
right.
Start with one.
So starting with Amy.
Okay, hi. People like have a giant struggle of whether I'm introverted or extroverted because half the people are like, you're so quiet. They assume that about me. When have I ever been quiet?
Because you don't speak in our videos.
That's because that's my own personal problem. And B, or they're like, you're so loud and you love and you being loud and you want to talk to everybody. But the real truth is that I'm really loud and I love to talk to everybody. And I'm only quiet in videos because I get nervous and stressed about being on camera.
Okay.
Cool. Can't trust videos for someone's personality.
Oh my gosh. All right. People are never going to get
it's
that.
It's true.
They're never going to get it.
Yeah. People always assume, oh, he's so loud and crazy. It's like he could be introverted.
There's a few people
90%
I've
of the
met
time
that are exactly how they
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Sometimes
in real
they
life
are.
So
but
you
can't,
are
not
trust
a blanket
people
statement.
Yeah.
All right. You can't trust. Okay. This is one that I got a lot. That's pretty much what all of mine are, the most common ones. Which is basically some variation of, you will get married soon. You will marry Max. You want to marry Max.
Ooh.
I can't really say that I will get married sooner, that I won't. I mean, I'm not a fortune
Does she
teller.
Does look engaged?
We will see. And but I would like to say that when I am engaged, I will post a picture on my Instagram. So you can just check that and see for yourself.
Okay, I got a bunch, and I need you guys to clarify this one because it's harder for me to say it about myself.
Okay.
I got a bunch of people who are like, you're a control freak. You hate it when you don't have everything in control. You control everything and blah, blah, blah. You control everyone in the world, basically.
I feel like you don't like controlling people.
People are going to be shocked to hear this.
Like, I feel like you get really annoyed when you have to, like, do things.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want the responsibility of
yeah, like,
every
when you have to, like,
thing
go over, like, people's projects that they're supposed to do or, like, be like, hey, did you do this thing? Like, you don't like that. Like, you want people to do their own thing.
I'd rather you just
That's
do it
I
and
feel.
I don't need to know anything about it and then it's done.
Yeah.
Bam.
That's how I feel about
it. Yeah, I feel like it's like you take control of a situation if someone needs to take control, but you're not dying to be in control all the time.
Yeah. You know, like a control freak wants to control every little detail. Yeah. Like when we plan a trip, like when we had to plan a trip, someone was just telling me their friend, who I forgot it was saying, was saying that they went on a trip with a friend and they were shocked within the trip to learn that this person was like, at 12:30 we eat. No later and no earlier. Oh, wow. And that this time we do this. I don't care about those details.
No later, no earlier.
I think get out of my trip.
Stina likes control, but she's not controlling.
You like to be in control.
You like to be in control, yeah.
But not necessarily of others, yeah. Just not yourself.
Of everything.
I like that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay.
All right, this one I got many variations of many, many times. You look all calm and quiet, but you're actually a true savage. What? I don't really know what that means.
That's true, though.
But I think that's true. Or, like, it's accurate. You seem all calm and quiet, but with your friends, you're crazy and weird. I wouldn't really say I'm ever that, like, crazy and weird and
once
energetic.
In a while, yes.
Like, but even then, I'm not, like, I don't know.
No, the video that's Lauren's true personality from a South America tour, you were... Yeah. Really lit and really weird. That happens once a year. Or
but
something.
It's like I feel like I'm pretty similar on videos as I am in real life. Mm-hmm. Like I am calm and quiet, but I am a true savage. But I don't really try to hide that. Yeah. In the video.
But what do people mean when they say you're a, when they say you're a savage? Is that like in the Grinch where he says you're 8 years old and you have a beard?
I think they just mean like I look like unassuming, but really like I am assertive.
Yes.
You assert
yourself.
Yes.
That's true.
If that's what a savage is, then yeah.
That's what it is these days.
Savage sounds
yes.
Like,
no, people don't assert themselves.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So. All right, boys. This one is pretty common too. It says, you act all emo, but you actually listen to the Wiggles and watch children's movies. Now, I want to say, I don't think I act emo. Like, if you watch our videos, I really don't act like that.
Do you look at your outfit?
I think I dress like it.
Yeah.
I quote emo, not really emo.
I don't get it, guys.
Don't come for me, emo people. It's not actually emo. But,
I love that you're wearing that
in
this moment.
I know. But, like, on Instagram or whatever, I guess sometimes I act serious or whatever.
No,
not really, but sometimes. Maybe my picture's not my story.
Like, you take a mirror pic and you're
anyway. And so, I would like to say this is true.
Listen to the
mostly.
Wiggles?
I don't listen to the Wiggles, but I do love
Baby
children's
Shark.
Movies. I love Baby Shark. I love little kid things.
She loves Chicken Little.
I'm not like Lisa where I'm like, ooh, I love colors and like Lisa Frank or whatever. It's more just like I like to consume children's content and music and movies and that kind of stuff. I love that stuff. So
okay.
She loves the youthful
that is true.
Energy.
I love youthful energy. I am youthful energy.
Okay, so this is two conflicting ones that I got a lot, so I'll say them both in one thing. So one person says... that you've struggled with an addiction that you've never talked about publicly.
What the heck?
Okay.
That's intense.
And then the second one was that when, and this one is the truth, that when you party hard, but just dancing and no drugs, LOL. Or alcohol. Yes.
Alcohol is a drug.
Okay, yes. So alcohol, drugs, whatever. They put those in two categories. I've never struggled with an addiction, especially one that I haven't talked about publicly. But I love, and I went through a phase where I used to go out like every single weekend, basically, and I would just dance. And like, not like with other people, you know, like, ooh, I want to dance with strangers. You know, there's songs about that, but no. I would like just dance by myself
get
and
water.
Like jump and like kick
punch.
And flail. So no one approached me. You're like,
ever.
I will physically
hurt
I'm not kidding. No one tried to dance with me because there's so it's like a
whirlwind.
What's the word? Like a
cyclone.
A casualty, a threat.
Oh,
it's
oh,
a risk. It's
dangerous.
Oh, I get
they don't want to be
I can't think of
no, it's like
it's a threat to their safety.
Hazard.
It's yes, kinda, it's a hazard or whatever to approach.
They
want to
be collateral damage.
No,
whatever.
It's like a threat.
What's
almost.
The anyway, that's the thing is, yeah, I've never, ever drank or done drugs, but I do love to go out and dance. I haven't done as much lately, but I love dancing and jumping around. I never had an addiction.
Yes. Okay, Amy?
I don't know why I'm wearing a hood, but it's kind of fun.
Read your assumption.
Amy's trying to beat Danny
being
emo.
Was everybody thought that I was either hated or loved being short. And
so, like, you hate being
why don't
short.
You tell the readers how tall
never,
you are?
I'm 4'10" and a half, okay? 8/10 of an inch at my tallest measured. But my tallest measured. But literally, yeah, I used to hate it, and then I was like, well, I'm not growing anymore, so I might as well get used to it. And then I got used to it, and I don't love it, but I don't hate it. So I'm like, I'm just chill with it.
Just chill with
nice.
It.
I like that.
We're just living.
All right, this is one I got all the time that annoyed me to the core. No offense. All right, I got so many of this. people saying, you're shy. Ah! You're quiet. You're a reserved person. And I was like, oh, so annoying. Because the internet is not real life. I don't know how to bottle and capture my personality on the internet. Christina says I need to do more hands-free filming.
I feel like it comes across very accurately on this podcast.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, it does.
If you watch this podcast, please tell me. Am I shy?
No, because Kat,
they don't know you in
real
life.
Not that there's anything wrong with being shy.
Saying, knowing you in real life, I think this is your real personality.
Yeah, I don't like being labeled something that I'm not. I love shy people. My boyfriend is extremely shy. Love it. But me, myself, not shy. If I go to a party, I will talk to anyone. I feel very comfortable. I do get social anxiety sometimes, but I generally talk to people very easily.
And she's not quiet.
Love meeting new people. I've never hid in my car and waited for Amy to get to a party. Yeah. I love people, and I'm very talkative, and I don't know. I love that.
It's false. Love that.
So anyway, stop misnaming me.
Stop misacting on video.
Oh. Yeah.
Roasted. Okay. Not really. Okay, so a bunch of people said something like, you are very blunt, or this person, you are, capital, way too honest.
Sometimes.
Like,
you stink.
I would say Lauren's more savage than you.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
I don't think I'm too really honest.
Let me tell you something. Christina will hold things in. Like, if she has an opinion or whatever and she feels it's unnecessary or she's like, whatever, she'll hold it in. Like, you know. If she doesn't like someone, she's not necessarily going to say it.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be like, okay, I'm going to wait for the right time. But if she does say things, sometimes she'll be like,
come on really strong.
If you ask her what she thinks.
If you ask her, she'll give you a very
honest. She'll give you the cold, hard facts.
She doesn't dance around the truth.
I will say she used to have more of a problem with that when she was a teenager, I think, but she's really learned like where the boundaries are.
Yeah. I don't really think Christina said many things that I was like, wow, that was uncomfortably blunt.
No,
I don't
like,
really remember
to you
that.
Or something, or just
but
like,
to like other people. Like, it's not like she's like so blunt. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think she is.
Compared
I think I
to the rest
in.
Of the population.
Yeah.
Lauren, I feel like it's on the same level as her.
I feel like sometimes Christina is dramatic, but I don't think she's blunt.
Okay.
Guys,
like,
I
she'd be like,
say,
you
okay.
just, like, she'll imitate me doing a dance move or something and be like way over the top and be like, that's you just did.
What?
Okay.
It's not
but
that.
Anyway.
Guys, I not just hit my knee.
You are really honest.
Or maybe
though.
I was exactly on point and you didn't know because you couldn't see yourself.
Guys, I just hit my knee underneath
that's pretty
the table.
Wild. Right.
I hit my knee underneath the table.
Well, you're not shy.
And Sean saw it and no one else did and it hurts so bad and it still hurts.
Sorry.
And I'm like,
I'm sorry,
it's
dude. Okay.
Rip it's very
your
painful.
Knee. All right, Laura.
It's like you're funny. All
right. This is so surprising to me. I got this one a lot too, which was, you're content not being in a relationship, but secretly hope you'll be in one soon. But or
I don't
just
really
people
get what
saying
that means.
People saying you are happy with being single, like you don't care if you're not in a relationship, which is true. I'm not like, oh my gosh,
desperate.
I need a boyfriend, but also I wouldn't mind that at the same time.
So that
but I'm
was
not
spot
like,
on.
Yeah, so this person
that's so weird.
Was right.
Yeah, like,
I don't
you're
know
not
how that
specifically
comes across.
On the prowl.
They're like, it's just something about the shoes you choose.
They're
the
like,
way
she's
you
just
your
a content
hair.
Person.
So many
just
people.
Yeah,
just
she's
tell.
Not
but
the prowl,
knew.
But if in her path, she would enjoy it.
Definitely.
Mm. All right, guys, this is one that I got a bit. And it is, you have lots of friends. Which was true at one point. Here's the thing, guys. I could talk to basically anyone, okay? I can meet anyone. I could talk to people. I can make friends. People like me generally, most of them, except some people. But I tend to pick really, really bad friends. So, like, last year, I counted how many friends that I lost in the span of 1 year, like, gained and lost.
Oh.
And it was somewhere around 40.
Oh
like, that's not an exaggeration. I individually,
in
because I found this girl at a school who knew everyone at that school. So I met everyone and became friends with like 40 people. So I could have a lot of friends if I tried, but I tend to pick really bad friends. So currently I have approximately, I'm not even exaggerating, 2 friends besides my boyfriend who I wouldn't really count as a friend. So 2 people that
who's
I,
like
2 people that I hang out with or talk to, maybe 3. But who's I don't speaker? Have, Amy, it doesn't matter. I don't have a lot of friends.
All right, Lisa.
But I could if I wanted to.
Okay.
This
is the number one assumption about me. You're not going to share anything about who you're dating until it gets really serious. It already is pretty serious, and I'm not sharing anything because it's my relationship and it's not yours, and
not
you're
to.
Not a part of it. But if I feel like posting something, I will. But the relationship is 2 people, not 300,000.
Who's
so.
Blunt now? Who's
Whoa!
Savage now?
I don't think they sounded like they were like mad that you didn't share.
No, I know. I'm
but
saying I get annoyed
oh, I
when
just,
people are like,
yeah.
Why don't you move?
You
it?
Know what?
It's not yours. It's mine.
Yeah, it's
all
true.
Right, Amy's turn.
Love that.
Oh, here's one. Everyone, and I'm saying literally probably A lot of people. They were like, you have a secret boyfriend. A, in what world would I ever keep a boyfriend secret? B, no.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. Lisa thinks I'm going to a secret breakup.
I love it.
I have not dated anyone in like a year and a half.
She kept being like really, really randomly emotional. I was like, Amy, you're acting like you're dealing with something.
Oh.
Behind the scenes.
All right, look. So Amy, not dating.
Amy said if she
secretly
had a relationship, she would shout it from the rooftop.
Yes. On okay my personal Instagram, though.
All right.
Well, that's a little different. Amy just throws in a twist at the very end. Okay, this is what I got a lot in different ways. And this is one specific wording, but it was similar to this many ways. You often feel left out. It was like left out from your sisters or like left out from Lisa and Christina's super close friendship. That was one of them.
What?
But I just thought that was kind of interesting. Like,
whoa,
they think I'm on the...
You often feel left out of Lisa and Christina's super close friendship.
Okay, Christina and Catherine are way closer than Christina and I, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, like, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
It might be equal.
Well, I just feel like you guys talk about your life a lot to each other.
Wild. Okay.
And you have.
Yeah, I don't really feel left out, honestly.
Yeah, come on, people.
Even though everyone always like, you guys always bully Kath, but I actually feel like a pretty beloved member of this band.
I want to say something. Clarify right here, right now. People keep commenting on my videos, our videos, and saying, oh, Danny's bullying Catherine. She's
that
so
was
mean
one
to Catherine.
Video, Danny. That was one video.
She never lets Catherine talk. She keeps shushing her, blah, 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 blah. Yes. I will admit it. I shush Catherine a lot.
I will admit it.
It is not because I'm like, oh, I don't want Catherine to talk. I love when Catherine talks, okay? I just have sensitive ears. Catherine has a really loud voice. So if she's sitting next to me, my natural, this happens without me even saying it. Sometimes Christina will literally be talking and I'll go, shh. But she thinks that I'm telling her to like stop talking.
But she does it to everyone.
Can I say something? It's not me shushing them. It's my ears because I don't do it on purpose. I don't think, man, I'm
shushing
her right now.
Her ears come out her mouth.
Literally, this noise just comes out of my body because Catherine talks so dang loud. So when I shush her accidentally in a video or something, it's because she's talking really loud and I'm trying to get her to quiet down a little bit because it's hurting me.
Okay.
Which, I don't know why I say that, because I talk really
out
loud.
Let's
but
move on.
I just want to clarify that, because people say I'm a bully, but I'm not. It's just my ears.
Yeah, Danny gets very, like, overstimulated by a lot of people's voices, so
yes.
I don't really take that as a personal
thank
offense.
Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, yes. Great. Next one. Okay, I'm trying to move it along.
How are you doing that?
Oh, we can do that.
I'm trying to get through as many
guys
as I can. Okay, I got a bunch of people saying you want to leave the band to me.
Yes, ooh, that is true.
Okay, you think I do things that I do not like.
Ooh.
No,
set the record straight.
I don't. I am passionate about the band, okay? And I'm really passionate about 2019
look at
and all
her
the new
outfit
things we're doing. Yeah, look. How can you not think I'm passionate, okay? But yeah, I'm really passionate about everything we're doing. I love it, and I'm not like, oh, I'm stuck in this band. No.
Sometimes Christina's the
I freaking only love
glue
this job
that holds us together.
I love my job.
Yes.
So, no, I do not want to leave the band.
Cool.
There you go. All right,
okay,
more?
Here's one. I assume you're the popular kid. Everyone likes you and looks up to you.
Wow.
Not really true. I've never been, like, popular in my life. Like, when I was in high school and we were in, like, youth group or, like, mm-hmm. activities or things we did, I was never, like, the it girl and, like,
how?
Oh, I had so many friends. That never happened. So
it didn't,
people
yeah
liked me, but it was, like, I would talk to more, like, the outcasts and, like, the nerds. We'd all band together.
Yeah.
It wasn't really, like, oh. I'm the popular
but
girl.
TBH, sometimes when we had little friend groups, you were, like, and me too, but, like, you and I, but also you were kind of, like, the it girls, quote, unquote, of the group. Like,
well,
that one
I'm
group
a leader.
We were in.
I
yeah,
would be
but
a
that's
leader
what I mean
of a group,
that's
I guess,
what I mean.
But not of, like, the entire nation.
Yeah.
The entire nation?
Lauren has never led a nation. Okay,
Daniel. Breaking news. Lauren has never led a nation.
Okay, this is another one. You have had at least two boyfriends. Now, I did have one technical boyfriend, if you want to be technical.
That you annulled?
That I annulled, if you know what that... I don't know what the technical term of that... What does annul
like
mean?
It's like a marriage
never
was
happened
never valid
yeah
in the first place.
It's basically saying it didn't happen.
It never happened.
So I annulled that. So in technicality, I've had two boyfriends, but in my mind, I've only had one. So that is partially correct. I don't know.
The number two assumption about me was all about my hair, and it was kind of like... clashing opinions. One is you
classic
dye your hair different. Dye your hair because you want to be different from your sisters. I would say no, I do it because I like it, but I do enjoy that
like
it sets
different
me apart. But that's not why I do it. You don't like having long hair. You will never grow your hair long again, and you secretly miss your long hair.
Oh.
Lots of both of those.
Wow.
I'm growing my hair right now. I will not have long hair for a very long time. I probably will again at some point just because I get bored. I like variety, but it'll be years and years. I'm keeping it this length probably for the rest of the year. That's my plan right now.
It's not going to be that length for the rest of the year. It'll be like my length by the end of the year, probably.
You keep cutting it.
Oh, I was like, you need to let it out?
No, that's called
haircut. You said you're not cutting it.
But anyway, that's the conclusion. My hair is going to be like not in a pixie for a while, and it's not going to be very long. It's going to be around here for a while.
All right. Okay. So we're going to do some group ones.
I would just like to make a really quick PSA. I keep hitting things accidentally, like the table, so I'm sorry.
Get it together. Okay, we're doing group assumptions.
Woo!
All right, here's the first one. If there is drama, it will be taken care of very fast. No holding crutches.
What does that mean?
They meant holding grudges. So if you thought that was the real term, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say that's half true. Depends on who the person is.
Say,
depends on who it
brought,
is.
Okay, if the drama is brought up, we deal with it real quick.
Yeah.
But some people don't bring up their drama
for like a year.
For a long time.
Yeah.
6 months.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, let me just do a quick breakdown. Some of us are drama bringer-uppers, and some of us are drama hold-inners. So, if two avoiders have drama, probably not going to be brought up. If one avoider and one
bringer-upper
have drama, it's probably going to get brought up. If two bringer-uppers have drama, it's like Christina and Catherine, it's definitely going to get brought up. Definitely. Yeah. But sometimes Catherine's an avoider. It kind of switches back and forth.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, this doesn't matter.
Yeah. So okay. I would say half true. Depends.
Avoider. Am I an avoider or a bringer upper?
You're a bringer. It depends. No. You're both.
She brings it up.
I think she's both. Sometimes she's
she
like,
brings
oh, I think
it
she
up.
Brings
it up. Yeah. I don't think she's an avoider.
Okay. When you guys are in.
I'm so proud of myself.
When you guys are in awkward situations, you randomly start singing.
This is literally true.
Story
Wait,
of my life.
What is
that
mean?
Oh, okay, like when we're at a party and everyone's ignoring us, we'll be like with each other and
but
then
we don't
like
start singing.
When
have we ever been
individual.
At a party?
Like, I'm thinking about DigiFest. I'm thinking about like
we started singing.
Like,
no,
individually. It's random.
Okay, not as a group, but individually, this is true.
Can I say this happened to me a lot on like dates? Like, there'd be boys that I felt really awkward. I'd be like,
yes,
you start singing. And then I remember this one boy who's from the South being like, wow, you really like to sing. And I was thinking, oh, I'm just really nervous, but I didn't sing.
Wow, okay.
I sing when I'm nervous.
But we do start singing together.
We do. But not
when
we're nervous.
Yeah, because it's awkward.
Not
though.
As awkward, but in just random situations.
Yeah, just randomly for fun. Yeah. Okay.
To fill awkward silences, we start humming, though.
Yeah.
And then someone else will start singing, too.
That's true.
I just need to entertain myself.
All right, another assumption. You all have a favorite sister.
No.
No.
That's not really true.
I don't think so.
I don't have one.
No. I'm like,
I don't think so.
I'm kidding.
Wait, here's another one. You only like one sister each.
Yep. Only
and
one.
I hate
wrong.
All the others.
Yep. That's it. Only one.
I see very positive qualities in everyone. And
me
I,
too.
I'll say everyone annoys me at certain points too.
Yeah it's pretty.
But I can hang out with all my sisters.
Yeah.
True. Okay, then we got two opposite ones. Sometimes you worry you've shared too much on social media about your lives, but then also you hide a lot of your personal lives from YouTube, Instagram.
Nope, I don't think I've shared
too
much at all.
I think those are both true.
Maybe when I was 12, I felt like I shared too much because I did, but now, no.
Hey, so
I don't think the internet really knows me.
Yeah.
The only things I don't feel comfortable sharing are things that I think will... is this a word? Indemnify?
No.
Condemn? No, it is a word.
I don't want to condemn another person. So, like, if something happened to me when I was a kid or whatever that is very negative to another person's reputation, I'm not going to share it. Yeah. But it's not that I'm afraid to share it. Like, I'll share it with my friends, but I don't want to drag someone through the mud publicly. Yeah. I don't feel
so
like that's
we're
my
half,
place.
Half and half. All right, what about, I love this one. Lisa always decides the song you're going to cover.
That's so funny.
I don't understand this one. Why would you think that? I feel like I'm actually not very involved, especially because I'm so out of touch with current music.
Maybe it's because in at least a lot of songs, and you sing like what seems to be like the main lit part. So it's like, ooh, Lisa must pick this
she must
because
have
she
this
sings
herself.
The really high part. I don't know. That seems like some train
That's
of thought.
That's so weird.
Okay.
But no, the true answer is that we different pick,
I pick
different
it
people pick it.
Usually,
we pick it together.
It's
but
mostly
we don't,
like you three that are deciding the most, I would say.
But it's like we all suggest stuff. You know?
Yeah, of course. But you
and we all give reasons.
And we all pick it together.
Off stage and off camera, you're often arguing. That was a little off. Arguing, or you just don't want to be around each other anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay, so wait, but this is partially true where like if we spend like all day together, we're not going to be like, hey guys, let's hang out. Like after work. Except, like, we will hang out.
But it's, like,
out.
Okay, off stage. Like, so before a show oh, or after a show, true. We're always yeah. having some in-depth excited. Talk. And yeah. we're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I like hanging out. Thing. I don't feel like I'm like, oh, gosh, you know what? Hang out with them. I don't feel
it's
like
it's rare. It's more fun than all of my friends.
Yeah, it's rare.
Us is so it fun. Is,
it's yeah. rare to find a time when we're like,
the only
oh,
time
don't
I don't want to be
anyone.
On everyone is when we're all in a bad mood because we're all, like, stressed about something. But that doesn't happen that often.
I only don't want to be around everyone when they're all talking at the same time really loud.
All right, here goes.
Then I'm like,
all right, here's another one. We're covering this in actually a later episode, which is like myth busting Cimarelli. Actually, is it the next Mythbusters? Episode?
Possibly.
Maybe.
It might be one that's only on Patreon. So you need to join our Patreon to see this one. We're going to bust some myths, but this is going to be covered there. So I'll just get into it. They say Lisa and Christina do the business stuff, and it's basically what we do in the band. Lauren and Danny do creative stuff, and Catherine and Amy are moms of the group.
Okay, this is, like, partially true.
It's, oh, wait, it's kind of true, kind of but not that Lisa's
it's
not a
partly
person.
Wrong. Yeah. And partly
true. Partly
okay,
rue,
I don't
partly
feel like,
writ.
I don't feel the desire to handle any, well, I guess a few strategic things. I might be like, oh, I have an opinion on that. But most of the time for business stuff, I don't really want to contribute or whatever.
You're more yeah. on the,
I'm
you're
almost
creative.
Like purely on yeah. the creative side.
We actually just went through this of yeah. what kind of
and
stuff.
And then
we do.
Lauren is on the creative side, yes, obviously. Everyone mm-hmm. does creative
I am
stuff.
Too.
Yeah. Okay, so creative. Let's just say every single one does creative stuff, mm-hmm. but then business stuff is like mainly Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Oof. That's mainly Lauren and I.
Swap it out.
And then moms of the group, I don't know what that means.
Well, okay, it's like they're like, oh, I'll buy the snacks for the video.
Oh,
that's
too.
Just
because
you tell them like, to.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying
so am
I'm not
going
to do that. You're not going to do that.
I definitely feel like I do have a bit of a mom role, especially when we go to like someone else's studio or something. I'll be yeah. like, oh, we should do this thing for them. Or like,
so.
Or like
too.
When we went on tours, I would always like write cards for people.
Yeah.
That was like a thing.
That sounds like a mom thing, I guess.
Or like, yeah.
I
occasionally
think that's
baking
true.
Something for someone, occasionally.
Yeah, like we said before. Mm. Oh, in the episode they didn't see, it's on Patreon. You're the mom, I'm the dad. We talked about that on Patreon.
Yeah.
Gotta join to see that episode.
That sounds really
episode
weird.
Episode two that you missed.
No, I'm really the grandma.
In a non-weird
a non-biological
okay?
way.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one about the work, which we're going to get into in our myth-busting
episode. Mythbusters.
Lisa does the most work and records all the harmonies, but y'all still take equal paychecks. We said we're not going to talk about paychecks.
No.
We said that earlier,
that's weird.
But
don't talk about
what did
that.
You want to say about that?
I,
Lisa does the most work.
I do a lot of work.
She does. As we said last time, Lisa works.
We don't want to go on the spiel of Lisa does not. Okay, I definitely
Lisa does
work.
A lot.
But no, I'm saying I don't do the most work ever, and I don't do the least work ever. I do a lot of work. Mm-hmm. We all do a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I do record a lot of the harmonies, but now everyone, I don't know, we all record the harmonies.
I think you post about
I
your
think
well,
we
you
all
write,
we
you
all
write,
literally sing.
I would say you write most of the harmonies in
yeah,
the recorded covers.
It just
but
depends on the
we
cover.
Well, I
think
that you definitely post the most when you're working. Like, when
in
you're recording harmonies
times,
and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, people don't see the rest of us doing stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We'll
yeah.
go
say,
and we'll go into it in the yeah. Mythbusting episode.
Yeah.
But Lisa
there
puts
is,
a lot of time into her work.
She does.
Great job.
So...
But no, there's
that's
yeah.
a fact,
we'll
right?
Talk,
there.
Yeah, we'll talk about maybe we'll talk about the harmonies in the episode and talk about how mm-hmm. it's broken down because
yeah, that's interesting.
Different people do different sections of the arranging,
yeah.
so we'll get
yeah.
into that.
That's interesting.
Even I've written
okay, before. All right, guys. Here is the last assumption, which is you don't have any other friends besides each other.
Do
you know
we
what?
Get this one a lot?
This is partially true for me. But
yeah, that ain't true.
To answer, no, it's not true.
At this point in my life, I don't see my friends very much. It's a personal problem.
Same.
I'm having,
me too.
So it's not that far off.
Me too.
I have,
Lisa,
no, no.
In the same boat.
I have friends, but I don't
have
see
them,
them
yep.
many times a year. But I'm working on
Lisa.
It.
Look, I have friends
listen,
who live in different states.
I know Kath wants to say this. I'm going to say Kath and I have thriving social schedules.
Wow.
So do I.
True. And sweet. So does Lauren,
okay.
and I'm sure Amy does.
How
so.
Are you leaving me out of that?
Because I know Kath wanted to say it, and I had to put myself in there too.
Well, I wasn't bad.
Something else we will talk it. About in the Mythbusters episode, but we work together lots of hours in the day. So after work at night, on the weeknights, on the weekends, we don't really plan hangouts with each other that much.
But
just
we did
because,
last week.
Yeah. But just because we see each other all the time and then we hang with friends, like everyone
yeah.
has their own friends, everyone has their own lives, people got boyfriends, mm-hmm. people got husbands, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
One husband.
One
husband.
One
husband.
Husband.
No other husbands yet.
All right, guys, last
segment.
Segment. Thank you.
I
couldn't think of the word.
What is it?
All right, we have Sister Spotlight, where we spotlight one sister and she gets to do her her segment. Today's sister spotlight is ding, me.
Yay!
Forget,
that was awesome.
Forget real with Christina. Okay, get you guys gotta do that every time. I love
that. Was great.
So I'm gonna tell you, you're not gonna see all these because, like I said, every other episode is on Patreon.
Patronage.
Only. So here are the spotlights that you may be able to see. Lauren's Take, Get Real with Christina, Sappy Thoughts with Kath, Amy's Current Crisis, Exposing Lisa,
new segment.
Danny's Love Hate List.
I say every time Christina says get real with Christina, she says get real Christina. She doesn't say get real with. She says get real with Christina.
Get real with Christina. It's hard to say.
Unique New York.
Unique New York. All right, get real with Christina.
Unique New
York. Did I say it right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So today's Get Real with Christina, I want to talk about changing your mindset and how it changes your life. So here's a problem that most of you have because you are sending me your advice questions all the time, okay? In my very own personal social media platforms, okay? So you guys have a problem, and everyone does, okay, with your mindset. You're putting yourself as a lowly worm in the ground, and I don't like it, okay? So here's how you're doing it. You're doing it in relationships, you're doing it at work, and you're doing it with friends. This is what you're doing. You're putting whatever it is you want, your job, the friend, the guy, whatever, you're putting them way above you, and you're putting yourself way down in the dirt. So you need to change that mindset. So you guys are saying, like, how do I text this boy back? Or how do I... I'm not mocking you. I'm just giving you a cool voice, okay?
She's letting you guys be mocked, too.
I appreciate you guys, and I love giving you advice, okay? So don't take that offensively, please. Anyway. So you're like, how do I text him back? Whatever. And I'm thinking, you need to change your mindset before you text him back, or else you're going to come across ridiculously desperate. Let me explain. So you are thinking, oh, I got to get him to notice me. I got to say the perfect thing that's going to make him like me. That's what you're thinking. And then what are you going to say? Something weird or something desperate that puts you below him. Don't do that. Change
just
your mindset.
Just always reply, I don't care.
No. And kidding. Wrong. Do not do that. Change your mindset before you text the guy, interact with him, go in for a job interview, go confront someone, make a new friend, whatever. I'm telling you, get your mindset right first. And let me tell you how. So, instead of, how do I win him over and get him to like me? Stop. Turn the car around. You need to say, do I like him?
Ooh.
You know, I should use this time to figure out if I actually like him because I don't even know him. So maybe I should figure out if he's even worthy of my time. If you have that mindset when you go into talking to someone, you're going to say very different things. You're going to go from, oh, I love, searches Instagram really quick, sees picture of baseball. Baseball, me! You're going to go from that to,
I hate
what are
baseball.
You interested in? And then asking him and going, that's interesting. He likes, I'm trying to think of something really weird that's a red flag. He likes,
Cheating
on tests.
Playing video games all
okay,
day.
Okay, that is not something that I think makes a quality person. Interesting. Very different scenarios, but all you do is change your mindset, okay? Same thing when you go into a job interview, okay? You're thinking, I'm desperate. I need to get this job. How do I impress them? Okay, obviously you want to impress them, but think about it like this instead. I have so much to offer, which I hope this is you. Otherwise, why are you trying to get this job if you're going to be a trash employee? I hope you're doing a good job. You go in, you say, I'm reliable. I'm hardworking. I have a lot of skills and knowledge to offer this company. So how can I get this across them to show them that they need me on their team? I'm going to be such a great asset to their team, okay? You need to think about that instead of how do I impress them, right? You're going to say way different things. And lastly, with friends.
What?
Sorry, I look over and Lisa's
just going like this.
Zoned out.
Okay, let me finish.
Her eyes
were so wide, and her she left. She went out to lunch.
No, because my eyes were glazing over, and I was trying to go. So I was going.
That's what she's doing.
With friends. Okay.
Keep going.
With friends. Okay, so how can I get my friends to want to spend time with me and to like me, to not think I'm weird, to think I'm socially acceptable?
Sweaty.
Wrong.
Well, no.
Okay, so you need to go to, you know, I'm a great friend. Kind of like employee. I'm saying I'm reliable. I'm trustworthy.
I'm honest.
I'm a great listener. Nice. Think about what's great about you. I'm really honest. I'm really kind. I'm fun to be around. I'm gluten free. I'm a great friend. Okay? So be, first of all, be a great friend, number one. And then when you go into some interactions with maybe a new friend or a current friend, it's not like, how can I get them to like me and want to be around me? It's like, I'm a great friend. I'm focusing on being a great friend. I want to pay attention and see if my other friends are also great friends. Mm. See if I'm spending my time wisely with people who respect me and cherish my friendship.
Mm. Get the frying pan out right now, Alexa.
Get the frying pan.
Get the frying pan. Get the real frying pan.
You should have it.
Catherine,
I
just
hold it
keep
up.
Using it. No,
frying pan of truth.
I know that for me, okay?
Wait, so I need to make a noise. Can you, like, hit it or something? Like, not on the mic, on your hand. There you go.
Wow. There is a piece of cat hair on the side.
All right, so, and I want to wrap my segment, okay? That's the real deal, people.
No.
Change your mindset, and I'm telling you, all of these interactions will change drastically. And then your life will change drastically. Mm. That's all I got for today.
Woo.
Thank you guys so much for being here in our podcast. As you know, this is YouTube. Our next episode will only be available on our Patreon. Every other episode is only available on Patreon. You get all of them on Patreon, and you get 2 episodes a month on YouTube. So make sure you head over there. Also, guess what else Patreon gets? They get the YouTube episode a week
early.
So if you want the early episode and you want the only Patreon episode, well, Patreon only episode, I said it backwards. Go to Patreon, support us there, and thank you guys so much. See you later.
See you in the next
Bye.
See
one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.